Villa Breakfast.
I got a text!
A Beat Breakfast Love Island podcast.
Welcome back to Villa Breakfast. I am back from my holidays. Listened in last week. Lily is back.
I'm delighted to be back. I honestly know, I didn't know how well I was going to do last week with Rachel. Rachel said I was okay.
No, it sounded brilliant.
Yeah. Good.
And now Rachel has gone on holiday.
Yes. Yeah,
so we are never in the same room together. Right, let's get straight into it. From last week, the last thing I remember you saying was that you love Ellie and Finley and that you want them to win. Discuss.
How the times have changed. Like, last week I was so set in stone. I was like, no, Ellie and Finley were my winners. And I was like, maybe Yulia and Lorenzo still hasn't really fully warmed up to them yet. And it's like, Yulia was still very new. But Finley and Ellie, Finley has just disgusted me, to be honest. I think
he's a pig.
Yeah, but like, now we obviously have found out like Ellie is after leaving the villa as well. So it's like,
I thought that would be last night that we'd get to see that, but obviously.
So hopefully tonight we will get to see, maybe does he get voted out and does she walk with him? Because realistically, as much as maybe they're not on the same page right now or whatever, the way they are feeling, no one else is in the villa for Ellie, do you know really? But no. I cannot believe, as everyone was saying, he fecked away that £50,000 in one singular night. Like, he really did. I don't understand. I know Alicia had to come in and do what she had to do, but like, Finley was just too tempted. I don't understand why.
And he was so unbothered. Like, he wasn't, like, he was unbothered by Alicia. He was unbothered by Ellie. Even when he was like, oh no, Ellie, I'm 100% for you now. He wasn't. He was so half-arsed.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I'm sorry. It is what it is. Like, but he wasn't groveling. He wasn't anything. Like,
I just don't think that you could trust him on the outside.
Like, absolutely not.
Because number one, in there, you're actually in this secluded world anyway, as it is. So I'm like, if this is the way he's going to react, no way.
No.
I'm like, the fact everything was going so well for Ellie. And like, I do think Ellie had a bit of an awful time in general because of the way everything went with Aiden. And who else was she coupled with? Was she coupled up really with anyone seriously after that? After Aiden. Was it Finley who came in?
It was Finley. He was, yeah. I don't know how long he's in there. Is it 3 weeks?
Yeah, it must be 3 weeks now. Who did he come in with? Did he come in on his own?
Was he with one other person? Was it a girl? I can't remember.
Neither can I. But like, since then, it's been plain sailing for them. Now look, I know things do have to happen. And I suppose when you do look at other couples, it's like other people have gotten stick as well. A bit, like when you look at the likes of Simba and Angelista or whatever as well.
Yeah.
Like, I do understand that he does maybe want to test, but like, just don't fully commit yourself to Ellie. Then be like, no, I'm going to go off. Go talk to Alicia, get to know her. But I'm just like, I just don't think it's fair on Ellie this far into the show as
no.
well. Do you know? Like, maybe if it was a couple of weeks ago, maybe it would have been tolerated. But like, even if he didn't like her, wouldn't you think he would have stayed with her? Do you know what I mean? At least
especially when there was no test in Casa. Like,
yeah.
He wasn't bothered by any
but
of the girls.
But what is this test they're all on about? Like, what is it? Like, why?
So it's like, they like a person.
No, but like, why are they?
But they've convinced themselves. All the lads are like, we need a test.
They're delusional.
And then I can commit. They're all crazy. And my fear is that it's going to seep into the general public and they're going to be like, tests.
I want to test. Sorry, I'm after meeting you now on Saturday night, but I want to test next weekend to see if I actually do like it. So no, like, I just think it's ridiculous. And I, even if Finley, like, surely to God he knew that when Ellie got voted public's favourite girl a couple of weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
didn't she?
Yeah.
Like, surely if even he was, I suppose he is staying true to himself if he did want to get to know Alicia. And I do think he really deep down likes her. But because he's getting so much slack for it, that he's just said, I'm not going to pursue it. Because Ellie is one of the girls, whereas Alicia isn't, do you know?
Yeah, maybe. But like, I just think he's a silly boy as well.
Yeah, he is.
He's just
being
stupid.
But like, boys will be boys. They're all like, when you look at them, like, look what it took for Simba to get to where
he's
at.
In love.
Yeah, in love, yeah. For how long will it? We don't really know.
What was your first thoughts of Alicia? Everyone's saying her name differently.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I suppose a bombshell's going to have to do what a bombshell's got to do. But I just don't think she wouldn't be my cup of tea. But like, and
no.
Even her saying last night, was it with when Priya wanted to talk to her, she was like, I'm going up to get into my pyjamas. I was like,
that was rude.
Yeah, I thought that was rude. And I was like, you're only in there a couple of days, like, make a few friends for yourself at least. But
yeah.
Look, I know she has to do what she has to do, but realistically, I just think going in as bombshell is one of the hardest things ever.
But
like,
I have
especially
to say,
this late on,
she's a very good bombshell.
Oh,
like,
brilliant.
Her
yeah.
tactics and like,
now, Can we talk about bringing them two into the hideaway? Finley,
that was hell. I watched it like this. Literally, I was like, I can't watch this.
It was disgusting. It actually diminished like my whole perceivings. Even I didn't even allow myself to want to like her. Like I literally was like, I just thought it was disgusting. Like I was, imagine her parents.
I know.
I was just sitting there thinking, I was like, imagine if this was one of my friends or something, or someone I knew, and they were in that villa. I just thought it was disgusting playing this game, like this made up game. And like this is
exactly
where,
made up.
Like, this is where I'm like, do the producers kind of be like, here, bring the two of them in there.
I have to say, like, if it wasn't in her to do it, like, no producers could tell me to do that.
I know, no.
No matter what they said, if you're going to leave tomorrow if you don't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gone. Pack my bags for me.
But maybe if she, like, is this the only way I'm going to get? And I don't know.
No, fair play to
her. Finley didn't really, like, I know he said he didn't really do anything, but then on the date, he obviously did. He was like, kissed her or whatever.
He went in for the kiss.
Yeah, he did. He stood up. He got off his ass off the chair, went in and kissed her. So I don't know. But look, Aidan, then on the other hand, I don't know. He doesn't know his head from his arse anyway.
In fairness to him, I think he's doing very well in not, like, he's very, like, easily swayed. When she went for Finley, Alyssa went for Finley, and then obviously that didn't work out.
Yeah.
She went to, you know, go back to Aidan, and he was like, no, I actually feel a bit of a way about that. Like, and I think I prefer Priya. I was glad he said that, and he wasn't like,
a
girl
has
is paying me attention.
I just think Aidan's been, though, a bit of, like a fallback, like you just fall back on Aidan. It's like
same with Priya.
Like
They're actually the same person.
I was thinking there last night. I was like, so Priya, I was like, is in obviously a long time, but I was like, I knew she wasn't an OG girl, but she came in 4 days after Love Island started. She has had how many weeks are we into now? 2 months. We're in it 2 months.
7 weeks. They were saying 7 weeks. Yeah, nearly. It's so the last week now.
Yeah. So I'm like, how are you only finding feelings for him now?
And apparently they were always flirting and stuff, and everyone was like, oh, you should
but
get together.
Would they not have pursued it sooner? Do you know?
I don't know.
Oh, come on, Amy.
It's straight. What, you think they just want to win?
100%. She said, who do you want to be in the final with? She is, and I know that whatever, everyone watches it, but apparently she's a big fan of the show anyway.
I've heard that, actually.
Yeah, so I don't really know what's behind that either, but...
Now, I didn't like Priya at the start.
Yeah.
But I think she's had a rough time.
Yeah, so do I. Like, I think she's been backhanded by boys and girls.
Yeah.
Like when that movie night happened, I know we already discussed it, but Jasmine and Mika are not her friends.
No.
And like the sooner she realises that, the better, because they absolutely made 10 holy shows of her in Casa Amor.
Yeah.
But like even the other night when Priya just wanted to speak to Lorenzo about her situation.
That was so frustrating.
Yeah. Like now I like Yulia and I did like her all along, but I just think when she came over that first time, she should have just left it be. Let time alone. Let Lorenzo and Priya talk, whatever, they're friends. Like, Priya's not trying to crack on at Lorenzo. She knows.
No, she was
just
having a rant.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Everyone loves having a rant.
And, like, to be honest, at this stage, Lorenzo is one of the girls. So it's like,
he is
in on the debriefs. He's in on the DMCs. So it's like, just leave it off. I just thought it was real for me.
It was
to
just
back
really
over.
Abrupt. And then she's like, okay, I'm back. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Like, if someone said that to me, I would be snapping with them too. I'd be like, what is your problem? Like,
I do think it does come back to her whole like personality in general as well. But I'm like, that can't be your reaction to every situation, because otherwise people just won't like it.
Yulia.
Yeah. You know?
And do you think producers told her to go then and pull Aidan for a chat about Priya?
When have we ever seen Yulia and Aidan ever talk?
Ever.
Never.
No.
Not since I've watched it anyway. And all of a sudden then, Aidan and Yulia were talking the next day. And I was like, there's absolutely no way this was actually like intention. Now, maybe it was, I don't know. But like, I just think it's absolutely ridiculous. I'm kind of getting a little bit bored, not going to lie. I just think like it's gone a little bit dead. Like it's gone flat, I feel like, the end. You know, sometimes you need years ago, like, remember when like Greg and Amber got together at the end, towards the end, and they went on to bloody win it. Like they bet Molly Mae and Tommy in the final. But like, I'm just like, I just feel like nothing's really given.
I don't really love anyone anymore.
No, I'm the same.
Like, I kind of saw a bit of Yasmin and
Tommy.
Like, even I can't remember their names. they were more likable the more I saw them. But then, have you been hearing these stories about Yasmin and that she's like
this
like pyramid scheme,
it's
scamming
this life,
people?
Work
so I'm like, I don't want to support her and like. Yeah. Have her win it and then she's going to influence all these people. I don't know.
I know.
Great.
Because she does have a bit of following, I do think, before she went into the villa anyway. And I do think she has a business built up on that. But I'm not really too fully sure on it. But what do you think of Ethan?
Ethan, I think...
Do you think he's being genuine?
No.
Really?
No. I think he was like, Priya's there, I'm going to absolutely go gunning for her.
But like, there's no one else there to really go for. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I know, but then...
Like, everyone's quite tight. Angie's tight. Priya's the only option. Like,
tight.
They're tight. I really not said that great. But like, they're Ellie. Like, no one's going to go for Ellie at the, when he was coming in because he was with Finley. She was with Finley at that stage anyway. And like, everyone else is just together. Like, Yulia's happy with Lorenzo. But like, did you see last night though that Martha and Jordan aren't really...
That was one of the worst... conversations I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, but like they're not. They don't even like each other. No, they're a hot couple. They are.
Yeah,
I don't
but they're
disagree.
So boring. Yeah, I could cry looking at them.
I'm glad they're not on our screens.
Is it just a friend thing? Yeah, it's a friend thing.
Mm, yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I think Casa was a bit of a waste this year. Like, I just
such a waste.
It didn't really have any impact, and like, I do think they need to like rework maybe how it does happen next year, because I really just think on maybe tonight now when we do see if Finley does get voted out maybe, and that's when Ellie walks.
Yeah,
but like, then they're just short that couple. Like, I don't really see anything happening now between now and then, and I'm just like, I don't really even care who wins at this stage either.
And what was the point of the game last night? I thought something was going to happen from it, and then she Maya disappeared, and then they had another party, and I don't know, it was really bizarre. And
the
episodes are getting so long.
Yeah. For no reason.
For like an hour and 20 minutes.
And then sometimes if I don't watch them and I record it, they go into the Love Island debrief. So yeah, I've had to start recording that one. It's getting messy. But no, like, even Joel Corey being there last night, I was like, someone even said last night, they were like, he's been in the villa more times, he should come in as a bombshell at this
stage.
But like, I don't know, I'm just not mad on the bombshells this year, to be honest. They haven't really done anything for me.
Two people that I think are growing on the show immensely are Aiden and Lorenzo. Maybe Lorenzo more so than Aiden, but I think we're seeing that in him too. So it's really nice to see. I know the lads can be idiots sometimes, but it's nice to see a bit of growth as well.
Yeah, I do think Lorenzo has like opened himself up loads in the senses of like his emotions and stuff. And I do think we do see that with men on Love Island, that they do kind of, we are in this secluded environment where you're just really bouncing off each other, so like there is no sources outside
you know, he has no choice.
Yeah, exactly.
He has to adapt.
Aiden has really mellowed out in a sense, but I just don't think I can ever take him serious. Like, if I see him getting married one day, I'm like, ah,
it's for a laugh.
Do you know what I mean? Or a happy group of fools. But like, I just can't see him being serious for a long time. I just can't. Like, it's not in his caliber whatsoever. Like, the fact he is older than Cavan, and also I didn't like the portrayal from Cavan last night in the game.
From Aiden to Cavan. That was horrible.
Yeah.
Now maybe he was like, he's my brother, he can take it, but like, it's not nice to hear either. Like,
the fact some of the couples don't even know what was said about them as well.
Yeah,
you know,
I'd be
like,
fuming.
Yeah. Also, what do you think of Mika dancing on Aiden
that
last night?
That was bizarre.
I thought that was weird. The fact, like,
and then she was like, it's just how we are in Barbados. Like, well, it's not how they are. Like,
yeah, but like, keep her dancing in Barbados then. Do you know what I mean?
She kind of screamed afterwards, so you knew it was wrong immediately afterwards.
Imagine if Sam Raj did, like, if that was
I'd be fuming.
Yeah, so would I. Do you know?
Just, sorry, to go back to Lorenzo for two seconds and his growth. I love Lorenzo. Even I thought when he coupled up with Yulia, and he kissed her at the fireplace.
Yeah.
At the
fire pit, yeah.
Fireplace.
Up by the fire, getting a bit of heat there. No, I did. Yeah, look, I don't know. I think as a part, I'd love to see Lorenzo just take the 50k completely.
Just by himself.
I think, yeah, honestly.
Because Yulia is pissing me off now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like,
yeah,
I loved her before, but.
And the fact they have seen bits and pieces before does make, like, I'm always conscious of the people that come in that bit later, like the likes of Bombshells and Castle Girls as well, and Castle Boys, because it's like, they know the playing field. Do you know what I mean? They know.
And Lola on After Sun or the debrief said that clip of Yulia is a true representation. Now, I'm not a fan of Lola, but I'm like, oh, maybe we weren't seeing all of Yulia.
Yeah,
and
she's
not going to
come out on after that and say it if it's not true. And also we saw Fissy and Lola get dumped.
Saw them get dumped.
So,
bye.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
they volunteered themselves.
Yeah, they volunteered themselves.
But I think that was
make sense.
To save face. I don't think someone said, was it Rachel, that Lola didn't want Yulia to send her home. She wanted to be like, no, I'm leaving myself.
Yeah.
Just you're not sending me home.
Yeah, just to keep her own satisfaction. She'd be like, Yulia didn't send me home.
But and
like,
she kind of made Fitzy do it.
Yeah, she did. I genuinely think Fitzy if Lola hadn't have been like so upfront and stuff the way she was in the villa from the start, he would have chose someone else. Like, I really think that maybe she like hid her true colours at the start. They kind of started.
And now they're so far in.
I know, they're just so far in. He was like, well, what am I?
I think he would have definitely stayed for the final. Yeah. Given his choice.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, he has no Irish votes either. So that could have, like, it's so hard when Irish people do win. It's like when the likes of Moore, Higgins, and or whatever at the time. Like, we couldn't vote for them, do you know? Yeah. And it really does not help when an Irish person goes in. And even like with the likes of Charlene or whatever, I know that was out of her control. Like, when Gavin obviously went back to Jasmine. Who do you think is going to be in the top three?
I couldn't even. Maybe Yasmin and Tommy.
Yeah. Like, again,
Lorenzo. Like
Vanilla.
They'll probably be there, Lorenzo and Yulia. Yeah. But I couldn't say like who I want to win.
Yeah.
Definitely not feckin' Simba.
We have to see, really. Because to be honest, last week I was set in stone. I was like, Finley.
Oh, yeah, they were clear winners.
They were my clear
and
winners.
They ruined it. Well, he ruined it.
Yeah, he did ruin it. But like, Ellie has obviously walked, whether she's walked with him or on her own. We'll find out hopefully tonight or tomorrow. But like, I have never been so unsure on who's going to win Love Island ever in my life.
There's no
clear winners.
It's
the weirdest
winners.
Season I've ever like had to, unless between.
And we're not seeing much of Cav and Jasmine.
Yeah, I thought
they're
that
very
well.
Quiet now.
Even Angelista and Simba as well, other than him telling
just
he loves her.
Loved
like,
up.
Yeah, they are. So I'm like, maybe is that a good thing that they're all loved up and they're not causing drama? Maybe am I the problem?
It's not going like, to get them votes.
Yeah,
though, I
exactly.
Don't think.
Yeah, I don't know. So look, if I could maybe say a winner now, which maybe could be Lorenzo and Yulia, but again, not really mad. Maybe Simba and Angelista. I think they've
Yulia
had a great
is
turn.
Very popular though.
She is popular,
so I think they could win it. They're the only kind of clear winners right now, but even
we'll
that's a push.
Yeah,
we will have to wait and see. Well, thank you for joining me this week.
Thanks,
and
Amy.
We'll be back. We've only one more episode, I think. Do
one
we?
More episode and then the final.
Then the final.
Well, I'm away, so I won't be here next week.
We'll
so.
See. We'll see who'll be joining me next week. Thank you so much.
Bye,
and
Amy.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Villa Breakfast.
I got a text.
A Beat Breakfast Love Island podcast.